Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
Remember ABNT, Brazilian National Standards Organization, the institution that likely only crossed your mind during your final university paper? Well, it's also behind global decisions that influence everything, from the price of the products you buy to how the world responds to climate change. Under the guidance of this organization, BRICS countries are sharing public policies ranging from standardized carbon accounting to combating violence against women within organizations. And here's something notable. Mario Esper, president of ABNT, highlighted that in a crisis-ridden world, technical standards are key to facilitating trade and protecting consumers. He said, standardization plays an increasingly strategic role, serving as a tool for commercial integration, innovation, and consumer protection, in line with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. But what happens if each country creates its own rules? Maria Cristina Rayol, head of the Market Access Division at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, provides an answer.
If we do not converge on standards, our trade, our products will not enter each other's market. And if the challenges are the same, some basics remain. And the most basic fact is that countries need one another for their development. We will not reach our maximum potential if we do not work with each other.
Other BRICS nations share this concern, as emphasized by Iran's delegate, Mehdi Ghazemi.
Streamlining procedures and promoting mutual recognition within the BRICS framework will significantly reduce trade barriers and enhance economic integration.
One of the most pressing topics was carbon accounting. Brazil, which boasts one of the cleanest energy mixes in the world, is advocating for changes in how emissions are calculated. As it stands, current methodologies fail to account for the fact that Brazil's forests absorb more CO2 than the country emits.
O Brasil tem uma matriz energética limpíssima.
She said, Brazil has an exceptionally clean energy mix, vast forest reserves, and a diversified profile. Brazil is not a carbon-emitting country. In the overall balance, Brazil removes carbon from the atmosphere. I believe the Brazilian government's major effort, working in cooperation with the private sector, is to ensure that carbon accounting reflects the full scope of the production process so that the advantages of countries like Brazil become evident. And make no mistake, this affects your wallet as well. If standards remain unequal, products become more expensive and supply chains can stall. Rostislav Sirotkin, the Russian delegate, underscored how BRICS cooperation is building a fairer system.
Harmonization and mutual recognition of the standards play a vital role in facilitating trade, ensuring safety and driving innovation.
In the end, what may seem like mere technical bureaucracy is actually shaping a more sustainable future, one grounded in a strong economy and guaranteed rights. As for Brazil, it's paving the way during its BRICS presidency. Stay tuned. These standards will determine much more than the formatting of your academic papers. With information from BRICS Brazil, Rebecca Rodrigues.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit brics.br.